From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, March 21st, and happy 61st birthday to actor Matthew Broderick.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the stories Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cobb school board member criticizes agenda of upcoming meeting as premature. Former Georgia Attorney General Sam Olens honors legacy of Cobb County leaders at Kiwanis Club of Marietta. Mableton Council meets for three-day conference Friday. Plus, Bruce Jenkins sits down with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets to discuss celiac disease. All this and more is coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
Life's a constant hustle. And at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power. From crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority.
The Cobb County Board of Education is poised to deliberate on the appointment of a construction manager for the proposed $50 million event center and examine policy amendments during its Thursday meeting. However, specifics regarding the construction manager selection and associated costs have not been made public yet, prompting critiques over the absence of transparency. Board member Becky Saylor has voiced objections to the perceived opaqueness surrounding the event center project and the suggested policy modifications. These include the proposed deletion of the term equitable from the district's resource distribution policy and an increase in the superintendent's authority concerning budget transfers. Saylor's concerns, shared via social media, elicited a rebuttal from board chairman Randy Scammahorn, who labeled the critique as premature. Additionally, there's ongoing debate among stakeholders about the revised policy's definition of stakeholders and worries over the proposed changes to budget oversight. The board's discussion is anticipated this Thursday. During a speech to the Kiwanis Club of Marietta, former Georgia Attorney General Sam Olens commemorated the impactful contributions of Cobb County leaders David Hankerson, Van Perlberg, and Earl Smith. Olens detailed Hankerson's commitment to service and principled leadership, Perlberg's achievements within the Medicaid Fraud Division coupled with his empathetic demeanor, and Smith's dedication to enhancing public transit and preserving culture. His speech also acknowledged the significant influence and partnership of the leaders' spouses in their endeavors. The Mableton City Council is set to conduct a three-day strategic conference in Cumberland beginning this Friday with the aim of outlining the city's plans for the upcoming year. The agenda includes a team-building event at Punch Bowl Social at the Battery on Friday, followed by planning sessions at the Doubletree Suites over the weekend. Discussions will center on transitioning certain services from Cobb County to the city, aligning with city charter requirements, and will cover key areas such as planning and zoning, code enforcement, solid waste management, and recreational facilities development on Saturday. Sunday's meetings will focus on financial controls, a budget calendar overview, and a comprehensive operational plan. Mayor Michael Owens highlighted the choice of Cumberland for the conference as a strategic move to enhance focus and productivity by minimizing routine distractions. The conference will be open to public attendance. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Cobb County. This is Glenn Drake, your trusted real estate expert for over 30 years. At Drake Realty, we've been helping families find their dream homes and investors make savvy choices since 1990. With a team of over 700 dedicated agents, we've got your back every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in the Atlanta market, we've got the experience and local knowledge you need. Our commitment to you goes beyond the deal. We're here to build lasting relationships and ensure your real estate journey is smooth and successful. So when you're ready to make your next move, choose Drake Realty. Call us at 770-565-2044 or visit our website at drakerealty.com. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits, such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
The Georgia Department of Transportation has initiated a two-month closure of a 2.8-mile stretch of South Cobb Drive in Cobb County. This measure is necessary to facilitate the replacement of a culvert near Dobbins Air Reserve Base, which has sustained damage following recent heavy rainfall. The affected culvert, dating back to the 1940s, has deteriorated significantly beyond its anticipated lifespan. It's important to note that metal culverts are expected to last between 30 to 40 years, while concrete culverts can last between 60 to 80 years. Motorists in the area are encouraged to seek alternative routes and are advised to utilize navigation applications or the 511 GA service for real-time traffic updates. Detour routes have been established, guiding traffic through Cobb Parkway, South Marietta Parkway, and Fairground Street, with secondary routes including Atlanta Street. To mitigate congestion during peak travel periods, GDOT plans to adjust signal timings accordingly. During the recent zoning hearing conducted by the Cobb Board of Commissioners, a significant development proposal by Inland Communities received unanimous approval for the construction of a 180-home subdivision in South Cobb. This decision came after thorough consideration of stormwater management concerns, which were satisfactorily addressed in the proposal. The proactive approach of Inland Communities towards community engagement and their effective stormwater management plan were key factors contributing to the approval. Conversely, two separate proposals for the development of townhomes were not approved by the commissioners. The first proposal involving the construction of 96 townhomes near Dobbins Air Reserve Base, and the second for 74 townhomes near Northeast Cobb, were both denied. The primary reasons for these rejections were concerns related to increased density and inconsistencies with existing zoning regulations. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, with a cooking tip. If you're planning on roasting meat or chicken or making a meatloaf, this is a great time to roast vegetables for your dinner as well. Cut up various vegetables like zucchini, squash, carrots, white, or sweet potatoes. Toss them with a little bit of olive oil and seasoning, whatever seasoning you like, and roast them on a sheet pan for about 15 to 20 minutes, the last 15 to 20 minutes of your cooking time, and enjoy them with your roasted meat dish for dinner.
In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair.
And now here's Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets to discuss celiac disease.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
Okay, Leah, Patty is emailing us asking, whenever I eat meals with a lot of bread or pasta, my stomach hurts. Could I have celiac disease? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different possibilities there. I mean, having your stomach hurt is not something you want to dismiss or ignore. You know, there could be different things going on. It could definitely be celiac. It could be celiac disease, which is an autoimmune condition that your body is not able to absorb the gluten or digest the gluten that's in the wheat. It could be that you have some form of irritable bowel or what's called FODMAP, which is kind of a sensitivity to certain types of to grains and other products, other ingredients in the grains, other components of the grains. So it's definitely something you want to check out. So what I always advise in those situations is to really do a little food diary for a week. Write down what you're eating and drinking and start just paying attention to your body. You know, when aren't you feeling great? What did you have to eat that, you know, maybe 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, you're feeling not great? And then maybe take that information to your doctor or ask for an appointment with a gastroenterologist and see if they will test you for celiac disease. The first test is a blood test, but then they may go from there and recommend other tests to see if there's something else going on. But in order to be tested accurately for celiac disease, you still have to be eating products with gluten. So it doesn't have to be a lot, but you don't want to go gluten-free until you kind of rule that out. So the sooner you can get that testing done, the better. And like I said, keeping some sort of food diary or food record for a few days and trying to kind of isolate what are the problem foods or beverages that are causing you the problems. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers. But in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, or the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. You can add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.